gentlemen, welcome back to the Outcast Hash, where a couple of outcasts hash out some conversations in the morning. Today, I'm here with a wonderful journalist named Ella Harper. Ella, say hi.
Hey, guys.
Today, we are going to be hashing up a conversation about what I would change most about the world. And I think a big problem right now is social expectations. Yep. I think that society is so controlled and we are being unable to grow because of these outdated, you know, norms. Mm-hmm. And they either need to change or get rid of them completely. Describe what you first think of when you hear societal expectations.
You know, like a perfect family, like mom and dad, kids, nice house.
Like the stereotype of what happiness is.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Have you ever been personally affected by them? Like, have they ever made you feel the need to change who you are?
Yeah, I think it was mostly when I was, like, younger, because that was, like, a big deal. You know, like, if you had, like, a big house, like, nice things.
Right.
But now I honestly cannot really care.
Yeah. How do you think they affect genders differently?
Like, men are always supposed to not cry or have any emotion, and they're supposed to apparently support for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, baffling when a woman does that.
Right. So, do you think they affect non-binary people, too? In a different way?
I think it does. Because, like, not... That's something that people are still... Like, people are just now getting comfortable with talking about it, if they are non-binary or not.
So they don't really have, like, a place, like, they don't really have expectations yet?
Yeah, and people are still like, what's non-binary? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you ever done anything to break any norms or anything? Break the stereotype?
I don't think I ever have really cared enough.
To conform?
I dress weird. Like, I dress how I want to dress. And it's, like, not normal.
You don't dress girly or anything. It's not... Like, you are who you are.
I just dress however I want to dress, and I don't really care. Because why should I care?
Right.
About what other people think about how I dress. And what money I... Like, how I spend my... What I spend my money on.
And I was like, I was worried about that today, but it's like burned into my brain that everybody's judging. What makes people more or less likely to want to fit in? Like, do you think that people born in certain situations or a certain way or are raised a certain way just, you know, have different needs to fit in or not?
Well, like, when I moved out here from living in Florissant, like, it was a different area. Like, I grew up in a different area, and I didn't really grow up the same. And when I moved out here, I was like, oh, people have a lot of money, like... And I was trying to just look like I had money so I didn't get made fun of. Or so I, like, felt better about myself and more comfortable when I should have just, like, not done that. I should have just, like, been myself.
Right. If you could change, like, one expectation or a stereotype that you despise, what would it be? Like, what's the most ridiculous thing that people feel like they have to do?
I think the stereotype of, like, POCs, like, people of color, and people, like, just assuming that people of color are, like, a threat when in, like, reality it's just the melanoma that you have in your skin. And that's actually the most ridiculous thing that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right. How do you think that societal expectations affect people's, like, investments or decision making?
How does it affect? I think it affects it in a lot of ways, like, for women, like, a lot of women probably, I just, like, from what I've heard, like, people, like, they want to go into, like, the military, but people are, a lot of people are like, well, that's more of, like, a guy's job, or, like, a men's job. Why are things for boys and some things are for girls? That just doesn't make sense to me.
Right. How does a personality become disordered by feeling the need to be something they're not? The pressure of being something that you're not and trying to fit into something just so you can feel
accepted,
right, can really mess with you and,
well, yeah,
give you a bunch of anxiety, depression, like a bunch of mental disorders. And there's just no, people have to realize that us kids right now growing up with so many mental issues because of how we're treated and how, right, we're expected to be, like, you have to be skinny, you have to be pretty, you have to have money, and you can't be weird. You have to like what everyone else likes, you have to do trends, like, there's no room to breathe, you can't do anything without getting criticized. But, well, I guess, do you think it's different for, like, different countries and states, maybe, like, around the world?
I think the United States is a very, very negative place to be. You have to be perfect. Like, you have to be perfect, and apparently you have to, like, this, ooh, it's just, it baffles me. You know what I mean? I don't know how to, like, go deeper into that, because I feel like people, like, understand what I
it's
mean.
It's just,
like,
so ridiculous. There's no words.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Why do you think that so many things teach kids to be unique, yet they still feel like they can't? Like, a bunch of movies and TV shows talk about how kids need to be special and it's okay to be different from other people, but they're still criticized after doing so.
Because that's just a, like, that's just a show or a movie. And I think it's mostly about the people that they're surrounded by. Because, like, I could watch a movie and it could tell me, like, or it could be like, don't bully people or don't be upset. Be yourself. And I could be myself, but then I could still get, like, bullied and people could still give me crap for it.
Right. Because real life is more impactful than a 2-hour movie.
Right.
What's the furthest that you've either gone to try and fit in or you've seen someone else try and do to fit in?
I dressed in a way that I didn't feel comfortable. Like, last year I was like, oh, everyone else is dressing like this, so I'm gonna have to, or else I will get bullied,
right?
And this is the normal way to dress, and that's actually, I think that's the most stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
We didn't find ourselves yet though, so it's kind of okay.
I mean, I'm this year I'm dressing the way that I like, and people kind of look at me sideways in the hallway, but I'm like,
Why do you think that some people would rather die than not fit in? Like, why would it be the end of the world to not be accepted?
Imagine, like, you're not being who you want to be, then you finally are, and people are, like, putting you down for it. It's, like, afraid of being, like, rejected, and afraid of being made fun of, and afraid of being, like, shunned away for just doing what you want to do.
Right. There's a bunch of older people who are, like, really close-minded about that kind of thing, too.
Like my septum piercing?
Right. How do celebrities impact societal norms?
I think it just depends on, like, what celebrity it is, because, like, if you're talking about, like, models, oh my gosh, that makes me cry. Like, looking at models, it's just like, you have to have a skinny waist, perfect teeth, blonde
Victoria's
hair.
Secret, for sure. Yeah. Some of them, they started to introduce a bunch more body types and,
yeah,
like, different faces and stuff.
I think, like now, it's more normal, which it should have been before, but, like, now they're just starting to be like, oh, yeah, plus size, different, all different types of body types, different, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, for sure. Body types are not all accepted still.
Mm-hmm.
Describe a world with practically no expectations to be any certain way. What would that look like to you?
I think it'd be, so, like, Canada?
Kind of. Like, imagine if people grew up and there was no, like, set boy stuff or girl stuff. Or, you know, this is popular, this isn't popular. This is what you should be, this is what you shouldn't be.
I think it would be, like, perfect. Not, like, perfect, but like, in my mind, like, it would be, like, not so negative.
A happier place overall.
Yeah.
Like, boys could wear dresses and pink and not feel afraid, and girls can do whatever job they want, get the same pay.
Right.
And the amount of money you have doesn't matter. How does social media, like, help people, like, get over the expectations or make them worse?
I think how they make it worse is, like, I could just be scrolling on Instagram, having a great time, and then I see some girl that I think is prettier than me, has better body than me, and then it makes me upset. And then that's, like, the only thing on my mind the whole day. It's like, well, I wish I looked like this. I need to do something to be different.
Right.
Or look like that.
And, like, especially with Facebook and Instagram, people are always posting about, like, what their life seems to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how they could look really happy and have everything they ever wanted and go on, like, vacation and stuff, but really they're not at all. And
yeah.
It makes other people think, oh, wow, I have to be, like, how happy they are, mm-hmm. or be like they are, but that's not even the real them in reality. It's just all a bunch of humbo jumbo.
Mm-hmm. In a
perfect world, we wouldn't have money or government or power. It would just be a bunch of people in leaf clothes trading mushrooms and swimming in waterfalls.
Okay, but what about, like, bears and stuff? Is that just, like, natural selection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Outcast Hash, and we will hash up a conversation with you next time.